presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 3, 1109 America, New York. Jobs aren't slowing enough to slow down the Fed. Friday's employment report showed slower growth, but not nearly enough to stave off interest rate increases this summer.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 3, 1040 America, New York. May jobs report keeps Fed on track for half-point interest rate rises. Central bank officials are paying greater attention right now to inflation data to guide their policy plans.
Wall Street Journal Markets. June 3, 1026 America, New York. Why regulators are worried about stablecoins. The recent collapse of a cryptocurrency from its $1 level has heightened regulators' concerns that other dollar-pegged assets could crumble.
Daily FX Market News.
June 3, 1021 America, New York. Gold prices fall as yields rise, S&P 500, NASDAQ 100 pullback after NFP. It was a positive NFP report, but the item on everyone's mind is the FOMC rate decision, with the Fed moving into a blackout period after this weekend.
New York Times Business.
June 3, 946 America, New York. U.S. job growth remains strong in May. The number of people working or looking for work rose, while wage gains eased slightly. Both are encouraging signs, but the Federal Reserve's fight against stubbornly high inflation is far from over.
BBC News Business.
June 3, 907 America, New York. U.S. firms add more jobs than expected in May. Key data shows that employers added 390,000 jobs while the jobless rate stayed at 3.6%.
BBC News Business.
June 3, 907 America, New York. U.S. firms add more jobs than expected in May. Key data shows that employers added 390,000 jobs while the jobless rate stayed at 3.6%.
Global Economy.
June 3, 9 o'clock America, New York. Grumpy investors see bright side in growth risks. Slower pace of GDP expansion could mean a slower pace of monetary tightening by central banks.
New York Times Business.
June 3, 9 o'clock America, New York. Why adjustable-rate mortgages are still risky. The loan's interest rates are initially low. But while some of their worst features are gone, their rates may still rise considerably over time.
New York Times Business.
June 3, 858 America, New York. What's got economists rooting for a slowdown? With nearly twice as many open jobs as available workers and rising inflation, many economists and policymakers say a slowdown is just what the economy needs. A red-hot job market.
Daily FX Market News.
June 3, 8:35 America, New York. U.S. economy adds 390,000 jobs in May. Unemployment rate holds at 3.6%. U.S. employers added 390,000 payrolls in May, versus expectations for a gain of 325,000 jobs, signaling that the labor market continues to tighten despite the Fed's efforts to cool the economy.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 3, 7:40 America, New York. Stores are stocked like we're all still working from home. With offices reopening and restaurants filling up again, the economy is struggling to adjust anew.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 3, 7:31 America, New York. Bristol Myers to buy Turning Point Therapeutics for $4.1 billion. The biopharmaceutical company said the deal would deepen its position in lung cancer treatments with the addition of Turning Point's lead asset, repotrectinib.
Daily FX Market News.
June 3, 5:37 America, New York. USD outlook. Record CPI. Declining German PMI ahead of ECB meeting. The ECB's governing council is due to meet next week as inflation reached a 40-year high and German PMI data continues to trend lower. USD key levels assessed.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 3, 5:30 America, New York. Sandberg's successor as Zuckerberg's quiet growth engine. Javier Olivan, who helped Facebook grow internationally, has been tapped to breathe new life into Meta platforms.
Global Economy.
June 3, 5 o'clock America, New York. U.S. unemployment expected to have fallen to pre-pandemic level in May. World's largest economy forecast to have added 325,000 jobs last month.
Global Economy.
June 3. 4:41 America, New York. South Korean inflation surges by most in almost 14 years. Consumer Price Index rises 5.4% in May, adding further pressure on Asia's fourth biggest economy. BBC News, Business.
June 3, 409 America, New York, Ukraine lifts interest rate to highest in Europe. In a bid to fight off high inflation, the war-torn country's central bank has lifted borrowing costs.
BBC News Business.
June 3, 409 America, New York, Ukraine lifts interest rate to highest in Europe. In a bid to fight off high inflation, the war-torn country's central bank has lifted borrowing costs.
Marginal Revolution.
June 3, 322 America, New York, a Ross Douthat proposal on guns. So I would like to see experiments with age-based impediments rather than full restrictions, allowing would-be gun purchasers 25 and under the same rights of ownership as 40 or 60-year-olds, but with more substantial screenings before a purchase.
Marginal Revolution.
June 3, 108 America, New York, data on IR scholars and their views on Russia, Ukraine. Mr. Reader Edmund Levin sent me this very useful piece, based around a poll of IR scholars, with the poll opened on December 16th and if I understand correctly continuing through some point in January 2022.
Armstrong Economics.
June 3, 003 America, New York, Bear Head admits COVID-19 vaccine as gene therapy. Stefan Ulrich, head of Bayer's pharmaceuticals department, admitted at the World Health Summit that the COVID-19 vaccine is gene therapy. He smugly stated that the drug companies knew people would reject the vaccine if they knew it was in fact a gene-altering injectable.
Armstrong Economics.
June 3, 002 America, New York. The personal savings rate is at great recession levels. Saving money has become impossible for many amid 40-year high inflation. According to data from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, the personal savings rate reached 4.4% in April after steadily declining from the 6% level seen in January.
BBC News Business.
June 2, 1921 America, New York. Investors seek millions from Woodford Fund collapse. A claim representing 1,500 investors wants £18 million from the referee of Neil Woodford's fund. BBC News, Business.
June 2, 1921 America, New York, investors seek millions from Woodford Fund collapse. A claim representing 1,500 investors wants £18 million from the referee of Neil Woodford's fund.